CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KQ4WHN. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark. My location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. Repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KQ4WHN. Nothing heard there. Just as a reminder for those that like to play Simplex, one week from today at 8:30, that'll be February 3rd at 8:30, we're going to have another Simplex net. We're going to try it out again, just see who you can talk to when you don't have a repeater to call on. The basic rule is you join us here at 8:30 right before the net, and then we'll break off and tune the other VFO on the radio to 146.520, and then we'll call out Simplex and see who we can reach. We'll make that assumption that we're going to be able to do that, that the snow that they're talking about maybe coming this weekend is not going to be a big deal. But both GFS and Euro computer weather models are pointing at something, so don't put your snow boots away just yet. We'll now begin the roll call and remind everyone this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, your name, your location, and let us know your intention to remain on the net for the rag shoe portion. With tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with the India through Lima group. I through L will be our first group. But right now, I've got a whole bunch of folks that are coming in via the pre-net check-in on the website. So we're going to get them acknowledged, then we're going to move to the RF portion. Stand by, we'll get this accomplished. This on the website, I have KC4PLT, that's Richard from Pendergrass, Georgia. Got M4UYB, that's Rebecca coming to us from Monroe, Georgia. Got KF4CKT, that's John there in Honeypath. Got KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. Looking at KE4VGN, that's Rich there in Greenville. Got AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. Got KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville. And she brings along our favorite net controller, NC9V, that's Leon. Got K4XMR, got Mel coming to us from Prosperity. Looking at W2AMD, that's Andy there in Simpsonville. KG4QLQ, Linda brings along Don, KG4PFI, there in Piedmont. Got KO4ZEW, that's Ben coming to us from Simpsonville. And right down the road, I got N4CRV, that's Lee. Also joining us from the website pre-net check-in tonight. Got KA5WLL, well, that's Leroy there in Taylor's. Got KR4AlphaAlphaZulu, got Andy there in Greer. WA4JJZ, that's Andrew, also in the Flatlands, in the Flat Lakes. Let's just say Aiken. We're going to say Aiken. Got KQ4ZWS, that's Christine coming to us from Traveler's Rest. Got KR4FHX, Jamie coming to us from Gaffney. Got KB2BYQ, that's David there in Easley. Looking at W4IOE, Sid there in Fletcher, North Carolina. I got KC4W, that's William in Anderson. Got WU2T, that's John there. Actually, that's Rusty. That's Rusty there in Moore. I got KR4IUB Lenny in Easley. And I've got W4SBX. Well, that's Brad there in Simpsonville. That's all the pre-net check-ins I have for tonight. I've got nobody on the waiting list for Echolink, so we're going to go right to the RF portion. And we're going to say it's the India through Lima group. I through all. Call KQ4 WHN or Net Control.
KQ4 WHN. I'm checking it out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. That's KG4 JIA Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all in the net.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative and say 73s for each one of you.
WHN. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for running the net.
4, WHN. KI4LZI, and Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
Q4WHN. Thanks for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little chat. I do hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize KG4JIA. That's Dennis coming to us from Gaffney. Good evening, sir. Thanks for joining the log, and appreciate you spending some time with us here tonight. I've got KK4JFO. Well, that's James up there on that mountain. James, always good to hear your voice. Thanks for getting your name on the log tonight. Got KO4JKV. That's Duncan, one of our net controllers, and a very familiar voice on the repeater, if you listen at all. One of the ones you'll hear pretty frequently. Got KI4LZI. Well, that's Andy. He's up there at Table Rock. Good to hear you tonight, Andy. I don't hear you enough when I'm calling the net, so always good to hear you, sir. And then I've got KK4JBQ. That's Larry. He's one of my neighbors here in Greer. And, Larry, I'm going to put you down for comment just because you said you might. I'll make sure to come back to you when we get through with the formal portion of the net. And then Larry's bringing in his wife there, KC4MFK. That's Donna. So we've got everybody in that first group covered, sounded like. So let's move on to our next RF group, and that's going to be Mike through Papa, M through P, call KQ4WHN.
Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Shoals, and should be negative and negative.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize KK4ONO Lorena. Good to hear your voice tonight, Lorena. And she brings along her husband, KK4DMW. That's Rick. And together, they're bringing in via telephone relay KM4MOQ Michelle. Thanks for representing the family, bringing everybody in. Love to hear everybody coming in participating tonight. All right. Might have a couple others out there. Let me try one more time. Anyone in the Mike through Papa range, that first letter after the number in your call sign. Mike through Papa, call KQ4WHN. It's time to move on to the next alphabetic group, and that's going to be Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Check in November 4, Tango Lima Papa. N4 TLP, Terry, Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening, Mark.
Q4, WHN. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'm being negative and negative.
KQ4 WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize N4TLP. That's Terry there in Moore. Good to hear your voice tonight, Terry. Thanks for getting your name on the log. Got KO4QLG. That's Chris. And he's coming to us from Liberty tonight. Chris, always appreciate you coming in and spending time with us tonight and getting your name on my list. Okay, folks, I've got somebody standing by on an EchoLink station, so we're going to take a real quick pause, and we're going to get an EchoLink stations only call, KQ4 WHN.
KQ4 WHN.
Heard you out there, Stephen. You want to try it one more time? Looks like he's having some technical difficulties, so we'll give him a chance to reconnect and try another time. While we're at it, well, let's go ahead and give Quebec through Tango another shout, because I think we got a couple others out there, if I'm not mistaken. Q through T, call KQ4, WHN. Heard. Let's go on to the next RF group. That's going to be Uniform through Zulu. U through Z, call KQ4, WHN. Either a tremendous double or we've got some QRM going on. Let's try that one more time. I didn't get a word of that.
Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, KE4ZHF, Keith in Columbus.
Good evening, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County, be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
In Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Yankee, Uniform. That's KQ4. ZYU. I'm in Piedmont tonight, and the name is Alan.
WHN. Get everybody on the net, could you please check in KQ4YOO? That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint in Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
Yankee Hotel Yankee. Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
Call one more time. We had a little noise right as you were calling out there. One more time, please.
4, Yankee, Hotel, Yankee.
Hearing, at least all I'm hearing is 4, Yankee, Hotel, Yankee. One more time on the prefix, if you would, please.
4. Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea.
There's a DTMF tone every time you key up your mic. How about key your mic once, but give it to me 3 times.
4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. Kilo 4. Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee.
4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. I got you that time. I'm not sure what's going on there, but it is a distinct DTMF tone right as you key up, and it was blitzing out your first couple of letters, but we got you in the log. Thank you for being patient with me. I also had a KE4 station right as we started off, and you got stepped on, and then I apparently could not type as fast as I wanted to. If you're still out there, if you would give me your call sign one more time as well.
Talking about me, Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Yankee, Uniform, SKQ4ZYU. I'm in Piedmont tonight, and my name is Alan.
you in the log. I don't think you were the station I was looking for. Anybody else in the, I think had a KE call that maybe you were one of the first to respond when I came back and asked for check-ins right as we started this segment. Do it this way. Let me acknowledge the folks that I did hear, and if you didn't hear your call sign when I go through this group, well, you just come back and tell me. On the log I've got, K4XB, that's Tommy, and he brings along Angela, KQ4TBD. They're down there in southern Greenville County. I had KQ4YQI, that's Jose, coming to us from Greer. Good to hear your voice tonight, Jose. Thanks for joining me. I got KQ4ZYU, that's Alan there in Piedmont. I got KQ4YOO, that's Clint, coming to us from Honey Pass. And then, bless his heart, it took me a while, but I did get him there. KO4YHY, that's Jim there in Greenville. All right, if you did not hear your call, that means I did not get you in the log. So please, if you would be so kind, give me one more shot at getting you in the log book. This is KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. And 4ZGS. I'm not the call that you were looking for, but I'm in this segment. Didn't hear that guy pop back in there. That's Kilo Golf 4, Zulu Golf Sierra. And my name is Chris, and I'm in Campobello. And I'll hang out for Red Juice.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Try and get us back on track here. Thanks for checking in, Chris. I got KG4ZGS, and that's Chris coming to us from Campobello. Good to hear your voice tonight, sir. Anyone else in the uniform through Zulu, you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call now. That's KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Please check in out of order. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and thank you for calling the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Until Tom checks in, thanks for doing that. I've got N0TR, Tom checking in from Greer. All right, I've got a couple of EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA. I was on the computer, but now I'm on my phone. I had some issues on the computer checking in, so I'm checking on my phone now. But Mark, do go ahead and check me in, KA4PQA.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And Net Control would like to recognize KA4PQA. Steven trying real hard to come in through EchoLink, and he made it. Congratulations, Steven. Always good to have a technology backup when the first plan doesn't work. Drop back and try something else. Got one other EchoLink station if you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Now is your opportunity. Call KQ4WHN.
Net Control, please check in KR4IUB. Kilo Romeo 4, India Uniform Bravo. I think I already checked in on pre-check-in, but go ahead and check in on EchoLink also. Thank you.
Sir, you are already on the log, but good to hear your voice either way. So thanks for joining us tonight, and as always, appreciate you coming in and spending some time with us. All right, folks, we're going to move on to the top of the RF alphabet, and that's going to mean Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Mark in the net. Thanks for calling the net, Mark. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Before WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And Net Control would like to recognize another one of our net controllers. That's KI4DOS, Gary. And he brings along K3JOY, Joy. Good to hear your voice tonight. And thanks for joining me as we go through the alphabet tonight. All right, now for the patient group, Echo through Hotel, E through H, call KQ4, WHN.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4, HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling it at Mark, and everybody stay warm.
4WHN. Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4, EZN Harry in Cannon, North Carolina, where it's currently 14 degrees. Kind of balmy. Other than that, negative, negative, and thanks for being there. Cool.
Check in. Kilo, Quebec 4, Hotel Lima, Zulu, Benson, and Marshall. Nothing for the net. Thank you for calling it, sir. 73 to everyone out there.
Control.
Mark, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. Kilo, Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4, EEE, Greg in Hendersonville, where I wish it were a balmy 80 degrees, but it's not. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and thanks again for calling the net. 73 to all the net. KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick coming to us from Penrose. Good to hear your voice tonight, Patrick. And I got KC4EZN Harry up there in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks for joining us tonight, Harry. Hopefully you're going to be able to stay warm. We have just slipped to the freezing mark here in Greer, so I can only imagine what the roads are going to be like early in the morning tomorrow. I had a little slip and slide as I was coming in the neighborhood on the way home this evening, so I'm sure that little ice patch is going to be just perfect and ready to go for the morning. I got KQ4HLZ. That's Benson coming to us from Marshall, North Carolina. Good to hear your voice tonight there, Benson, and come back and join us as often as you can. Then I've got KR4, Echo, Echo, Echo. That's Greg there in Henderson, North Carolina, Hendersonville, North Carolina. I'll get it right. And always good to hear your voice as well, Greg. All right, folks, we've been through the alphabet. We've checked our Echo Link stations. Well, let's go back and do it again. Anybody, anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now's your time. Call KQ4 WHN.
All right, net control. In and out, America, Japan 4, Echo November. Bobby down here in Aurora, South Carolina. I'll be negative, negative.
WD4, DYH, Whiskey, Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel. Johnny, Travers Rest, no traffic, no roundtable. Thanks for calling the net, and good evening to everyone.
Hey, control. Please check in M2, SWJ, November 2, Sierra, Whiskey, Juliet. This is Scott. I'm in Table Rock, remotely operating my station from that's based in Greer. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize AJ4EN, Bobby. Thanks for joining us as you do on most of my Tuesday nights, Bobby. Glad to hear your voice, sir. I got WD4DYH. That's Johnny there in TR. Good to hear you tonight, sir. And glad to get your name on the log as well. And then I've got Scott out there flexing his IT muscles, remote operating his radio from Table Rock back into Greer, and using, I'm sure, the internet to do magic things. That that's one of those things I haven't done yet, but it's on my to-do list. So Scott, good to hear you, sir. That's N2SWJ doing cool things, which is what ham radio is all about. All right. Been through the alphabet twice now, so this sounds like a good time to end the formal portion of the check-in, and I'll just say this is KQ4WHN. Now, securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for those checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. I got a couple of folks that said they were going to hang around for RagChew, but I'm not sure if you had a topic, a comment, a question, or whatever, but I've put a little tick mark next to your name. So if you want to come forward and have a conversation, well, that's what we're here to do. I got the first one here is Larry, KK4JBQ. Larry, you got something you want to talk about? Call KU4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. I just sat here and I have to say, I enjoy your nets. I do. You have a rhythm, which is, it's not amateurish at all. I don't know if you've had any professional experience on a microphone, but it's pleasure. It's quite a pleasure to listen to your net. You can keep it rolling, which is not an easy thing to do, really. And kind of, it's kind of like you've got a rhythm going, you know? And it's, I don't know if that's intentional or if that's just a gift. You'll have to tell me. Anyhow, today was a day of going around the house and checking all the things that might have gone awry during recent weather events. And I did find some things that I had to attend to. I think it's pursuant to every homeowner to walk the property a little bit from time to time. And it's especially true when all kinds of things are happening out there, involving cold mostly, water and cold in particular. And we took care of that, and I feel better about catching it before we had problems, you know. I have to say that this amateur radio thing has, there's been a lot of good things that's happened. Just at the top, I guess, meeting other people with a common interest. That's always good. But this community of folks, really top-notch people, and I don't mean that you're highly educated. I don't mean that you've, you know, seen the world and can talk about everything. No, just home folk, just good old regular folks. That's my kind, and I just enjoy you. I just want every one of you to hear that. I enjoy you, whether you're just checking in, I suppose, or if you hang around and talk a little bit. That peels the onion a little deeper when you hang around and talk a little bit. I get to know you a little better. And I do listen for some people, you know. I won't name names because that's just not fair to the rest, but I do listen for some people to check in. And it's a pleasure, really, to just hear you check in. Believe it or not, I just want to hear you check in. So, anyway, that's all I got to say. And maybe something else will come to mind, but right now I just want to say have a good night. Keep yourself warm and keep those around you close. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Mark.
The WHM of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Larry, I appreciate the compliment, sir. That's something that comes from me. I've been doing professional training, IT training, getting sales people ready to have technical conversations, that kind of stuff. So I get into the point where I've learned to be the guy that I want to have at the front of the room, and I try and keep it interesting and do what I can to just kind of keep things flowing along and, you know, whenever you screw up, and I do that a lot. It's something I just kind of roll and say, you know what, I've made that mistake, let me fix it, and then go back and keep on rolling. But, you know, I always want to be as adventurous and humorous and interesting as I can, and I've learned over the last year that there's a certain rhythm to this, and I've heard a couple of people say that they enjoy my nets. I just try and keep the microphone button pushed a little longer and get conversations going. And some nights it works, some nights it's not as successful, and that's okay. But at the very least, we're warming up the repeater way up there on the mountain there on Caesar's Head. We'll keep the energy of running up the tower and making all that stuff continue to work and do what we can to keep it warm as we go through and do that. But done a lot of conversations and been the focus of a lot of people at the front of the room, and that's kind of where that little pattern I've developed comes from. And yeah, I'm trying to become a radio professional as I go along with it. All right, well, thank you, Larry. I appreciate that comment. Anyone who needs to check in Blue Ridge 2-meter net, let's go ahead and give a call out for that. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, call KQ4WHN. I had one other that I ticked for comment, and again, don't know if you were just hanging around to listen or whether you had something you wanted to say, but Chris, KG4ZGS, did you have anything you wanted to bring up to the net? This is your opportunity. Call KQ4WHN.
4WHN, this is Chris here, KG4ZGS. I had two items that I just wanted to mention, in addition to dittos on the sentiment for Larry there. It's fun to hear y'all on the radio. And I've talked with a bunch of y'all over the past few weeks. Most of you probably heard my story by now, but I got my license back in 2003, and then I was out of radio for many years, and my dad got me back into it and helped me install a mobile rig in my car on Christmas. So I'm sitting out in my driveway, and it's 29 degrees outside. I wanted to give a shout-out to Ben in Simpsonville. I think his call is KO4ZEW. Wanted to let him know if he's listening that I got his QSL card in the mail, and that's the first one that I've received, at least since being back on the radio, but I think that might be the first one I've ever received, so thank you, Ben. I appreciate that. I'm still working on getting my QSL card together. Once I get it printed off, I'll send one to you in the mail, sir. And the only other thing I wanted to say was I applied tonight for my GMRS license. And I got a couple of Daofeng K5 Pluses coming on Friday. It's kind of a budget radio, but I'm excited to check out the tri-band. I got a couple of high-gain tri-band antennas, and I'm excited to check out GMRS as well. So anyway, I think that's about all I had for the night. I guess I hope that all of y'all stay warm, and good to hear you all in there. This is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu Golf Sierra, and I'm Chris in Campobello.
Yes, I have heard your story a couple of times. I turn the radio on when I'm driving around, and I have heard your call, and you talking about getting a radio installed, and shame on me, I haven't picked up the mic and had a conversation with you, but welcome back to the hobby, and glad that you're spending some time getting back up to speed on the stuff that you knew to get the license and get that doing. I also listen to GMRS, and I don't key up as often there, but I will say it is wildly busier. Maybe there are just less frequencies, and it sounds busier, but it sounds a lot busier than the average ham radio repeater on a given day. So I use that for family and mostly for emergencies. But not a bad thing to have in your pocket or in your tool bag. So I'll also echo your comments on Ben, KO4CEW. He is a man about town when it comes to helping people. Anybody anywhere that wants to program an HT or figure out Meshtastic, I have watched him personally go through and help folks do all sorts of different things that, maybe I could help do that too, but I wasn't the first to volunteer. Ben is always that guy, and come to think of it, he sent me a QSL card as well, so I owe him one. Definitely pat on the back, and well done to Ben. He's our secretary with the club, and a man who will raise his hand for most folks when a need is let out there. So love that you brought Ben up. It's one of those opportunities that you get to recognize folks that are out there doing the work. All right. Anybody anywhere want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KQ4WHN.
done checked in, but I'm going to put out some information. KI4LZI.
LZI, you have floor, Andy. Come on.
About the GMRS, there's a net at 7:30 on Monday evening. It'll either be, it varies from 1 month to next, either on 462-7, which is Glassy Mountain out of Pickens, or 462-6750, which is Caesar's Head. 1 month it'll be one repeater, next month the other, but that's the two repeaters where these GMRS nets are happening at that I'm aware of anyway. Back to net, KI4LZI.
Andy, and if you're like me and you can only get to one of those two repeaters on a regular basis, they do have people listening on both, so you can check in even if you can't reach one or the other. One is kind of up in the Caesar's Head area, and one, like you said, is on Glassy out in Pickens. So if you want to find those things, you can just go to mygmrs.com and get permission to use the repeaters. It's kind of a courtesy thing that they want to vet you and make sure that if you're going to be using their stuff, they know who you are and you get permission to use them first. Not a pay for situation like they got going on in Atlanta. I don't know what's happening to GMRS in Atlanta, but up here it's just you sign up for the website, you ask permission, you get on there. But yeah, good point. They do have regular nets on GMRS, and they stay busy. All right, anybody anywhere want to bring up anything else, bring up some information, have a conversation? We'll just kind of sit here and keep the net open for a little bit. This is KQ4 WHN with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net.
For WHN, this is Chris again, KG4 ZGS.
KG4 ZGS, you have the floor, sir.
So on this these valve things that I'm getting on Friday, it's a tri-band. 2 meter, 1.25 meter, and 70 centimeter. And I'm unfamiliar with the 1.25 meter band. What can you tell me about that? Is there any action on that around here or anything? Are you familiar?
For to others that have spent time with that, I don't have any equipment that'll work in that frequency space. But others may have. I think there is, I want to say I looked up on repeater book and found a repeater somewhere, but I can't remember who runs it or if it's still out there. So if anybody has any information on that, I'll just kind of stand to the side here and let you pass that along.
For LZI, is it the 1 1/4 meter band you want to know about?
Yes.
It's 220.
Called that too. There's a repeater up on Caesar's Head, 22414. There's one over on Glassy, outside of Pickens, that's 22444. At times it's linked into our nets over here in Pickens County at 8 o'clock on Monday and Tuesday. And over there in Spartanburg, seems like there's a 224. I can't remember the last part of it. There's two or three other repeaters around. There's a 22432 on Sassafras, but it's rarely ever used. And there was a 224260 on Pisgah, but from where I'm at, I can't hear it, but I was told that one time on Sunday night at 9 o'clock, there was a net on that. But I can't hear it here. I can't vouch for that. And there was another 220 machine up on Mount Mitchell, but I can't hear that in here. The one I'm most familiar with is one that's got our nets on here on Monday and Tuesday. 22414 and 22444 at 8 p.m. on Monday and Tuesday.
Roger that. KI4LZI. This is KG4ZGS. I appreciate that information. I guess based on the types of frequency being arranged by order of magnitude, I guess that means VHF is between 1 meter and 10 meters. Does that put the one? I mean, I guess technically by mathematical standard, that would put the 1.25 meter in the VHF range, or is it colloquially thought of as UHF? What would that be?
It's VHF like 2 meters here. This here's 2 meters. Well, that 220 they're talking about is that. That's 1.25 meters. This is 2 meters, and 54 megahertz is 6 meters. REC over here, WR4XM, has all these repeaters. I'm telling you about it. He's got them linked up to all the bands that he's got repeaters for, and that's the reason why I was telling you about our net here at 8 on Monday and Tuesday. He's got those linked up. There's a few other repeaters around on that band, but some of them I can't hear, and some of them like one on Sassafras. I haven't heard nothing on it in ages. Because some of the issues is, here in the U.S. is the only place where there's any amateur gear, any amateur activity on 1.25 meters. There's none that I know of it. From what I've been told, anywhere else in the world, so they don't make a lot of gear that will cover that band. KI4LZI.
Roger that, KI4LZI. Thank you very much. This is KG4ZGS, and I'll turn it back to you, Mark.
We're WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Good conversation, guys. Looking up the band plans, looks like 222 megahertz is considered VHF. VHF is 30 megahertz to 300 megahertz. So the 1.25 meter band would be technically be VHF. I remember that as a test question now that I say it out loud. So that's good information. That's a frequency that I have not played with at all and have not sought equipment to even get there, but it sounds like there's some capability to do it on the repeaters. Man, if you're looking for somebody that knows it, Andy, the fact that you're pulling those frequencies off the top of your head, I hope you got them written down. You're not doing all that from memory, but you're impressing me as we go through this. I love the wealth of knowledge everybody has. Okay, we'll give a couple more calls out for comments and questions. Anybody wants to check in to Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KQ4WHN.
Well, LZI, reason I know a lot of this, because I started out in this hobby by listening on scanners, and I currently have something that will monitor all the analog FM ham bands, and WR4XM, he's got a repeater on there over here about on all bands. There's even a couple over here on 900, 927-7125 on Caesar's Head, 927-5125 on Glassy Mountain. But the range at 900 is extremely short. But some of these older hams have told me that this country's the only place where there's any amateur activity in the 1.25 meter band, and as a result, there just ain't a lot of gear manufactured for it, because here in the U.S. is the only place there's any activity on that band. KI4LZI.
You are a wealth of information. Thank you for that insight and that context. I love it. KI4LZI, this is KQ4WHN. I appreciate you. All right, anybody anywhere wants to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, or if you got question, comment, or further discussion, go ahead and give us a call. This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It's getting quiet. I've got one more reminder for anybody that wants to join us February 3rd. 8:30 on Tuesday. That's February 3rd, 8:30. We're going to do the Simplex Net one more time. Just kind of do it once a month, see who we can get there.
If you're one of those people that says, well, I can't reach anybody, I never hear anybody, don't give up hope. We're going to try and get... last month, I struggled to get folks to be able to hear me, but, man, I could hear a lot of people. So, doing this from a car at the top of Roper Mountain to see how far I can get with a mobile antenna and get that done. All right. Well, then what we'll do here is we'll do one more call for check-ins, and then we'll wrap things up. Anybody anywhere, you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call last call.
This is Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Papa Juliet, KR4FPJ. This is Ray and Woodruff enjoying the conversation, and I'll just be negative, negative.
Q4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And I've got KR4FPJ, and I appreciate you joining us tonight from Woodruff, sir. I wanted to just make sure I've got everything done up just so. That puts us at 56 check-ins tonight. One more shot at it, and I'm going to go ahead and put together my net report. Anybody anywhere want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, this is your final opportunity. Call KQ4WHM. All right, stand by for my net report. Well, don't forget, tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, Gary, KI4DOS, is going to be running the net. I'm sure he would appreciate you joining him on Wednesday night. Don't forget, he's going to also be running the swap net, so if you've got anything to buy or sell or think, you might want to just give some thought to something that you want to buy or sell. Well, Gary's going to be your guy. He's going to take care of that once he gets through the formal part of the net, gets everybody checked in. Then about 30 minutes past the hour or thereabouts, he starts the swap net. Okay, I think we've got it. I got everybody checked in, and we've got all of our dots, I's dotted and T's crossed. This is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for those checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, stay warm, have a good night.